Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Those were among his most disturbing comments yet. This idea that what he's actually trying to do, despite all of his recent rhetoric, is change who counts the votes, I think should be disturbing to every American, even those partisan Democrats who tend to agree with him on policy.
Yeah, you think that's James Freeman of the Wall Street Journal talking about this, the outrageous things that President Biden has been saying regarding this voting rights bill, which is a lie, right? Calling it, invoking the name of John Lewis and suggesting that this bill has something to do with civil rights in this country is ridiculous. But then to go in the public and argue that it's about who counts the vote, that's something Joseph Stalin would say. We know who counts the vote. It's about who's voting and who's allowed to vote. That's what this argument gets down to. It drove me crazy watching this from home yesterday, not being able to comment on it. So here I am today on my own radio show commenting on it. Hey, let me get to former Missouri Senator John Lamping. I'm sure he's got a thought or two on this one as well. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Can you believe how ridiculous some of these comments were yesterday? Obviously, their criticism was aimed at Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, but they're also frustrated that they can't protect democracy. Their words, not mine.
Biden's just out of control. He's paraphrasing, you know, like you said, Joseph Stalin. How does his staff let him even go out and talk anymore? Did you see the piece he did yesterday, he said that George Floyd's murder had a bigger impact in the world than Martin Luther King's murder, and said that on ML King Day.
We've got the sound. Play cut 10, please.
Even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Yeah, Biden actually said that a few months back, and it got replayed yesterday and got a lot more attention because. Can you imagine anybody in the world that would argue that the great Dr. Martin Luther King and the things he stood for is somehow overshadowed by the death of George Floyd?
Maybe as Republicans, we're supposed to celebrate the fact that this guy is speaking every day and it's having a huge impact on our party's success. But he is in charge of the country, and it's kind of a scary thought. I really do pray that he get his act together or somebody intervene.
Yeah, you really do. You have to hope so. I just don't know. I see what they're trying to do. I don't think they're going to have any luck in the United States Senate changing this filibuster rule. But the argument that they should do like a one-time carve-out, I'm still worried that that possibility exists out there somewhere.
I don't see it. It's too dangerous in front of what will be a Republican Party wave in 22. Think about this: if you're willing to do a one-time carve out as a Democrat, the probability of having Republicans have the exact same opportunity in 2025 is still very high. I just can't see it happening.
Yeah, John Lamping, my guest this morning. Always great to get him on here. You know, John, I know because you texted me last week when I had him on talking about it. But I had a local attorney, Dave Rowland, a Missouri attorney, talking about ranked choice voting. And we're actually going to have this conversation again tomorrow with John Hancock, who's in favor of this whole idea. What's your take on this? I, when it comes to changing the way we vote, I think you have to look at what somebody's motives are for doing that.
So, yeah, we're back. So here we are again, Mark. You know, you and I kind of reacquainted ourselves on another initiative petition that made no sense. That was Better Together.
Yes.
And then we had Clean Missouri. And now, I don't know what they're going to call this, clean voting or something. But through initiative petition, in my mind, the two parties are working together to do all they can to keep themselves in control. What ranked choice voting would do is it would dramatically decrease the probability of a very conservative or a very liberal candidate from winning in a primary. And when Dave Rowland was on last week and he started to explain this initiative petition, it's so very transparent what they're going to do. Remember, he started out by talking about how this was about making sure the machines are clean, that we don't have computer voting, maybe paper ballots. So what they're doing, he's floating this idea. He's trying to get voters to think about, oh, we need to have safe elections. But what they really want to do is they want to, when primaries come around now, like, for example, over 90% of all incumbents win re-election to Congress and to Senate. And the reason for that is because in a primary, they're not challenged. There's usually one or two challengers, but no serious challenge. But whenever there's an open seat for U.S. Senate or Congress, we end up with six, seven, eight candidates. So it's the whole political spectrum. And in situations like when Trump was elected in 2016, we get somebody who represents a different set of opinions away from the party's perspective, where they control those candidates, and they win the primary with a plurality, so less than 50% of the vote, and they move on to the general and they win. What this would do, ranked choice voting would do, is it would take those candidates that can only get a plurality of the vote in a primary and dramatically decrease their probability of winning the general election. So therefore they get control. This is why there'll be Democrats. And I know you have John Hancock on tomorrow. They're actually working on this ranked choice voting. It is to allow the parties to control the candidates. And we're in a place in time where both Democrats and Republicans are tired of, the conventional mainstream rhinos and, I guess I call them dinos, in office. And so that's what this is all about.
I love it. And it gets even better, John, for you and I, because the working title for the organization in Missouri working on this is not Better Together, it's Better Elections. I mean, it even sounds the same.
It's such a dishonest thing. And you know, this is a problem that needs to be fixed by the General Assembly. We have a very low threshold to change our constitution. It's just a 50% vote changes the constitution. There's so many dishonest things that Rowland said last week. He said that when you ask him, well, with, you know, Republicans or Democrats, would the R or the D be on the ballot? And he said, oh, that's something that the General Assembly will have to address. But earlier on, when you ask him, well, why doesn't the General Assembly do this? He says, well, they can't do this. We need to do it by petition. Well, what?
Because they turn over too often. Yeah. Yeah.
They turn over too often. Well, guess what? The General Assembly, this is a constitutional amendment change. The General Assembly can't change the Constitution. So what he's proposing is that there's going to be an election. There'll be seven names on the ballot. You can vote for one. You can vote for seven. And you won't know on the ballot if the Republicans or Democrats. It's clear what they're trying to do is they're trying to create a situation where to run for office, if you're not of the mainstream party, is very expensive. It's very difficult. The odds are long to win. And it'll be the party that will fund, you know, the candidates that have to run in this way. You know, think about it. You run for a primary and there's not a clear winner. You have to have another runoff after the primary election. Same thing could happen in the general. You could actually have to win four races in order to hold the office. And it's only the parties that can afford to fund those candidates.
Yeah, it's a good point. We also don't know where the money's coming from, which is what Dave couldn't answer.
Which he doesn't know. So who knows? Is it Soros? Is it Al-Qaeda? Is it Cox? That's ridiculous that he doesn't know who's funding. That was, I guarantee you, his PR people pulled him in after the fact and have given him a much better answer than I don't know.
Well, we'll find out because my guess is John's going to have that answer tomorrow.
Yeah, it's disappointing that John's on this, but it's not surprising. John was the lead on Better Together, and You know, John spends a lot of time on the radio doing commentary, but is what he does for a living is he works on political things. And when you're a political consultant, what you make on a campaign is a small fraction of what you make on an initiative petition. Initiative petitions are where consultants make the vast majority of their profits. And it's unfortunate that he's working on this, but not surprising.
Well, I'll talk to him about it tomorrow. That's why I want to get him on here. Former Senator John Lamping, thank you, my friend.
Talk to you soon, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, appreciate getting John's thoughts on that issue. It's going to be a big one.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.